Thank you. Thank you, worship team. Wonderful. We're taking a break from our systematic approach to the book of Romans today because we have an important announcement to make. It may come as a surprise to some, and it may not to others. And as we look, that spring has sprung. The flowers are starting to blossom and bloom and push through. And one thing that is inevitable at ICS, and that is change. We're a transient church, and it's once described by a wiser man than myself as a river, not a reservoir. And we're a very unique church, and from time to time, people leave us, and that's a sad time. And people join us, which is a good time. And one thing we can be sure of in this life is change. The only one that doesn't change is our Lord, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So, amen to that. So, as you know, the Richards family have been in the States. Elizabeth's father is ill. Life happens, and after 17 years of serving in Macedonia, the Richards family have decided that's enough. And it's with great sadness, and it's not something that has come quickly, as a lot of you perhaps know, and that's in touch with them. You could sense this change taking place in their life and in their experience as God is calling them to new pastures and doing something new. So they will be here the last couple of weeks in April to share and talk and work through that personally and answer everybody's questions on that. But us, as a fellowship, and with the leadership, we wanted to be totally transparent. So we've only just had this news confirmed. I myself have been in contact with them for this last month, 3 weeks, as they have been wrestling through this life-changing decision. And it is a decision that they haven't taken lightly. They've sought the Lord with much tears, much heartbreak, and much prayer, and much fasting. And even when I was speaking to them, they Skyped in to our leadership meeting because they wanted to share their hearts. And they will have an opportunity to share their hearts on the 23rd of April. So I would ask you to come along. I would like to invite Barry from the leadership team to come up and to say a few words.
Good morning. So we had the, as Pastor Martin explained, we had the Skype call with the Richards. It was surprising. It was also, I would say, I felt with them going back and didn't hear news of them coming back or making plans, arrangements. I was kind of like, okay. But then, the finality of hearing from them that they had concretely made the decision was something which took a little bit to sink in. And then I said, okay, how do we move forward as ICS? So we as a leadership team met again and we spent several 3 hours, I think, talking through and sharing what the Lord placed on our hearts after having some time to think about that and pray and read the Lord's Word. And so we talked about how we move forward. Important in that also to consider is that as the Richards were going back, Pastor Brian said, how are we going to cover the pastoral duties? And said, Martin, how do you feel about that? And really, Pastor Martin, throughout his life, has been being prepared for a time such as this. He feels the call of the Lord to become a full-time pastor. In fact, he had planned to become a full-time pastor in the fall, even with Pastor Martin, with Pastor Brian coming back. So that was what the Lord had laid on his heart for his direction. We, as a leadership team, again, shared what was on our hearts, and ultimately through that discussion, we unanimously agreed that we would like to have Pastor Martin to lead us forward as our full-time pastor here at ICS. We believe that's the Lord's direction for us. It was after much prayer, after much consideration, and so we wanted to, this is really happening just now. It is very, very recent, very current. So we wanted to open that to yourselves as quickly as possible so that you are aware. And also we pray for your prayers for Martin and Maya as they lead us. Prayers for the leadership team as we continue to work through these changes and what that means to us. And also very much your input and your after you've considered it, after you've let it sink in, because it takes a little bit to sink in. We feel this is the right direction forward, and we all agreed. So we wanted to make that. That's kind of the portion that that I wanted to share. And I think we're going to ask Pastor Martin to share his heart as well, and how the Lord has brought him to this place.
Amen. I would like to read a scripture from 2 Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 19 to the end of the chapter. So I'll give you a moment, if you've got your Bibles, to open them. I'll give you time to follow. Because when I'm sitting there and somebody gives a scripture and they start reading straight away, give me a chance to open my Bible. So whether it's your Bible or your phone. So, Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 9. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him too, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Amen. We just ask you, Father, that you would come by your Holy Spirit, bless your word, bless this time. As I share my heart, I pray that your Spirit would testify with our spirit, Lord, that we are children of God, and that you are sovereign, and nothing comes as a surprise to you, and your plans and purposes will prevail. I pray for unity and peace and one spirit, in one accord, in Jesus' name. Like I said previously, change is inevitable, and at ICS we see a lot of change. I would say perhaps the average person's time here is somewhere between 3 years and sometimes up to 5 years. Maybe there's a core of people that have been over 5 years, and less over 10, and one or two around the 15 mark, but they're really a handful, because of the very nature of ICS, being an international church, we're a transient church, that people come to work perhaps in embassies and business and mission and various other international organizations, and we have the privilege of sharing and fellowshipping together. And that's always wonderful. I first came to Macedonia 15 years ago with my local church from, I'm English, I was born in English, but I'm half Welsh. My father's Welsh and my mother's English. So I lived in Wales for a long time, and I came to Macedonia, I came to Skopje 15 years ago as a short-term mission visit, and I was just looking around the city. We was getting a lift round in a minibus, and something very, very strange happened to me. I burst into tears, and I'm not a guy that is prone to bursting into tears. You can ask my wife. And it was so strange. It was a powerful encounter with God's Spirit. That's the only way I could describe it. And I've seen a picture. And this is very strange to happen in the middle of the day, as we're more or less like tourists traveling about, being shown around the city of Skopje in a minibus, going from one destination to another. And I've seen a large picture of a ripe bunch of grapes that were putrid. They were decaying. They were rotten and putrefying. And this was so strange. And then almost immediately, that picture disappeared like a PowerPoint slide. Or if you're older, a Kodak carousel. Do you remember? Slid over. And I seen this wonderful picture of the same ripe bunch of grapes. Perfect. In every way, shape and form. Succulent. Ready to pick. Ready to eat. And I struggled with that for many years. What does it mean? And I believe that picture of the putrefying, rotten grapes is a city, a country without the living God, that's left to its own devices. And this picture of the perfect grapes is what they're capable of being through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I had a passion and a burden came in my heart for Macedonia. That's before I met my wife, before we even moved here. And something even stranger, when I was back in Wales with my local pastor, praying all this through, because it was very clear God was speaking to me. Something very strange happened. I remembered way back to when I was in elementary school. So that is maybe junior school, so I don't know, fifth grade perhaps, 10 years old, is that right?
10, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give my age away now by telling you the next thing. When Britain first entered the European Union, back in 1973, in school, we used to have different houses. Say, for example, we had red house, yellow house, and green house. And you'd randomly been assigned to these houses. And you would represent these houses in sport, or in quizzes, or in any school activity. So when Britain, the United Kingdom, joined the European Union, they decided to change the colour of the houses to twin towns. And I was living in Bradford, England that time. And the twin town I was assigned to was Skopje. So, I suppose what I'm saying, as I've worked out my vision and time, and the Lord brought us here, I met my beautiful wife, and I would say I have a sense of destiny, a love for Macedonia, not of my own, I'm too selfish, but a love for the people of this country that are walking without a shepherd, that have nobody to lead them. I have a love that they would experience
the living God. And this is something that God has done, and I'm not claiming any glory or anything from, but God has put in my heart. And I've been involved in ICS, as a handful of you know, probably 8-9 years ago, we first came to ICS, and I was fortunately brought on the preaching team, fortunately for me, hopefully it's fortunately for you, about 8 years ago. I've been preaching in ICS for 8 years, and been part of a preaching team. For the last 4 to 5 years, I've also been on the leadership team of this church. And it seems like God is raising me up and my wife for a time like now. And it seems that the leadership team have recognized that. And it is something that I've always had a heart for, but I've always taken the responsibility so serious, that this is a serious business. And I wouldn't say I've rejected that, but I've probably wrestled with that through the years of becoming a pastor, because I've always been a tent maker. Even though we do BAM, Business as Mission, I'm not a missionary, as in I am supported, that I work, and that's how we live. So there will be a change, not only in the leadership, but how I live. And I'm not comparing myself to Paul, no way, but there came a time in his experience when he stopped tent making and became supported as he poured out his life to the church.
Can I give you this microphone?
Is it, I think your battery is
gone?
Yeah,
sure. I'll change the battery.
Yeah. So, that is my heart. About 2 years ago, maybe 2.5, maybe 3, but I think probably 2.5 years ago, I started to really get itchy feet. I became the general manager at Inform about 5 years ago, and I think I did everything I was called to do within that business. And it's never happened to me before. As I felt the work in the church leading me, calling me, and for this last period in time, I've been your pastor for only 2 days a week, because I've been working 3 days a week. And I know there's been a shortfall in that, and I thank you for your patience in that. But it's probably been a very difficult time to do 2 full-time jobs over 5 days, because on a spreadsheet it works, but in reality it doesn't. So the idea was that Friday, Sunday and Monday, or Friday and Sunday, I would work for ICS. Monday would be my day off. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I would work as a manager of the software company. The very day I took over as pastor part-time at ICS, at Inform, we lost our client, our major client that we had for 7 years. So it's probably been the busiest year. We've got new clients now, and everything is all right. But it was hectic. Yes, the Lord provided. It was a very hectic time, and I'm not making excuses, but this is a full-time job. And I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for your support. There will be an opportunity to have some feedback, and we'd really love to hear your feedback. And the reason we wanted to share as a leadership team, because we know some of you are friends of the Richards, and like us, you can perceive that there was a change to happen. And we didn't want to leave it to the last minute. We wanted to be transparent. We wanted to let you know. We wanted you to be part of the process. So I would like to introduce the leadership team. Could you all stand up? So I have Barry, Amy, Alicia, and Danny. And I would like, voluntary of course, to give them an opportunity to speak.
I just wanted to share, we've been here for almost 13 years, my husband and I, and our three kids, and good friends of the Richards, and our kids are good friends of the Richards. So, it's hard hearing that they're not able to come back at this time. But at the same time, I had the privilege, Adam and I had the privilege of being in a small group with Martin and Maya a few years back, and got to see their heart for the Lord, their heart for the Word, and even saw at that point the Lord stirring in their heart for full-time ministry. And at one point, even looking into ours, weren't you?
That's right.
So, I look back on how the Lord enabled the Richards to go back to the States for a year by providing Martin and Maya to lead us this year. And as well, I see his awesome provision to bring Martin at this point to lead us forward now that the Richards aren't able to come back. So I just praise God for his hand in all of this that he knew, even last fall or last spring, when he brought it to Brian's mind and brought it to Martin's mind, like, well, why not me? And they met together and they were like, wow, the Lord brought it both on both of our hearts at the same time. It was a neat provision then when we were thinking who's gonna be our pastor for the year. The Lord knew. And I just praise God for that, and I praise God for Martin and Maya, and look forward to what God has for us in the future. So, anyone else on the team? So, thank you, Martin.
Thank you. So, we will give you time for that news to sink in. Hopefully, time to mourn and say goodbye to the Richards. They will be here in a month's time. And as we embrace this change and that we go forward in unity, we want you to know that your views are valuable. These decisions that we've made, we take them seriously. We pray, we fast, we seek the Lord, we look for his face, and we see him in this, even though change can be hard. But we've always had a vision for ICS. It's not that ICS hasn't had a vision. It's probably been put on hold for a little while just for the simple reason that doing it 2 days a week isn't enough work to implement that vision. We will be having a financial review in 2 weeks where we'll give you the year's finances, that we always want to be transparent in that. While I took over, the finances were done in-house, and not that it was a bad job, but it was a burden on the people that was doing it, and it was difficult because it's a serious business and there's schedules and times. So I took it to a local Christian accountant, professional Macedonian company, and just at this time of the year in February, we're doing all their clients' work, and me not pushing them perhaps as hard as possible. They're a little late, but they're not forgotten. The vision that we had for ICS by renting, the vision is that we equip you, empower you to your calling, to your gifting, to encourage and equip you to go out and fulfill the good works that our Lord Jesus Christ has prepared in advance for you and I to do. So we want to equip from within that you could reach your full potential in Jesus Christ. That is our heart's desire. We want to evangelize our work, our business, our friends, our family, and perhaps, except church events, we haven't done too much of that. But a lot is just down to time. Also, we had a vision to rent somewhere other than the Hotel Porter. We tried various places like the Alexander Palace, and once we was at QSI. But now, as ICS had reached its 10th year, its anniversary, as a leadership team, we decided about a year ago that we would want to rent somewhere 24/7. So we could not only hopefully impact the local community, we could have a facility that was open for us to use for various other activities where we could build this church, Christ's body. And that hasn't changed. And some of you have been very generous in your donations and gifting to make that happen. And that will still happen. It's just a little late. And the long-term vision was, if that is successful, and if the leadership team agreed and we felt it was right, true, and just, the long-term vision is to perhaps build our own facility, whatever that may look like, where the church could support itself financially by either leasing that building out during the week to other organizations and different events that could be through within this fellowship itself. So we still have them in our heart and mind. Forgive me for not communicating them as clearly as I would like. It's sometimes been difficult just to get the message in time, because I'd rather give you a true message from God's heart than something just quick. So I thank you for your patience. I would like to call the leadership team up once again. I believe they asked if they could pray for Maya and I, and we consider that a privilege. So I'd ask you to please join in.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you are God Almighty. You are unchanging. You are on your throne. Lord, we worship you. Lord, you've come into our lives. You've saved us. You've redeemed us through the blood of Christ. And Lord, we want to seek after you. Lord, we want to do your will in our lives. As we do that, Lord, somehow we found ourselves here in Skopje. And Lord, as we're here, Lord, we want to do your works here. And we want to fellowship. And we want to lift you up. And we want to worship you, Lord. So as we do that, we bind together as a body of believers. And we're here as ICS, Lord, the International Church of Skopje. Lord, many of us from just different paths that we've taken to get here. Lord, some are living here because they're Macedonian. Some are here because they've transplanted and they're here for the rest of their lives. They expect to be. Some are here to minister into the community. Some are here to teach. Some are here to work, Lord. You bring us from all different walks of life, but you bind us together in unity through your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're here. Lord, we want to be used by you. And Lord, we've had this news of change. Brian and Elizabeth, their family will stay in the U.S. Lord, we thank you for your provision. Lord, we thank you for Martin and Maya. Lord, we thank you for preparing Martin for a time such as this. And Lord, we pray now that as he takes over full-time leadership of this body of believers, Lord, we pray that, Lord, that you would just protect, that you would lead, that you would guide, Lord, that you would give wisdom. And Lord, we just pray for, Lord, I know this past year has been difficult for Martin and Maya, Lord. So many different things that have gone on in their lives, Lord. And we know that those are attacks from the enemy. We know that stepping up to this next level, Lord, that there will be even more attacks. So Lord, we pray for your protection on them. Lord, we pray that the enemy would not defeat the work that you are doing here in Skopje, Lord. Lord, so we pray for protection. Lord, we pray that as Martin and Maya take on this awesome responsibility that you've given them, Lord, it can be heavy. And they can't maybe do it through their own power, Lord, but they can do it through your power. So, Lord, we pray that you would equip, and we pray that you would lead and guide, and you would give power and strength to Martin and Maya, Lord, that you would help them to direct us. Lord, it is an awesome responsibility as you're speaking your truth, Lord, into people's lives. It's a heavy burden. It can be. But you can make that light, Lord. So we just pray for that now for Martin and Maya. Lord, we pray for this body of believers here, this ICS, Lord. We pray for unity through your Spirit, Lord. We pray that as we bind together to do your work here, Lord, that you would just, through your Spirit, this is our family here in Skopje, Lord. And as we live, as we work, as we seek after you together, Lord, you bring us closer. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to do that and even more. So we just pray for Martin and Maya, Lord. We just pray now, Holy Spirit, to fall fresh. Lord, for you to continue to give your vision for what you would have us to do as a body. And Lord, that you would use these people for your good works here that you have planned for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to pray for you guys too. That leadership come round, trip up with this. The leadership team. I would also ask everybody in the congregation to pray for these people, that this team, this representation of ICS, that they would have wisdom. Yeah. Father God, we pray for wisdom, understanding, discernment, and your Spirit to fall upon this team, Lord, that you would grant them all they need for life and godliness, Lord, through the power of your blood, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. There will be an opportunity after the service, if you require, to come and speak with us. We realize that this is a big change. We will be available also in any time, by email, by telephone, if you wanted to chat over a cup of coffee or a meal as you process this, or if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask me or any member of this team that represents ICS. And you'll also have an opportunity directly after the service, if you require, to talk to us all. Now I'll just hand over to the worship team, and we'll carry on the service as normal.
Stand with us as well.